Okay, Simin Gimel Sif Dalid. Lo yigala atzmo ki imila achorav tefach lefonav tefachayim. So when a person is going to the restroom, right, so how much of them body should they reveal? The whole idea over here is to be as tsenua as possible, right? The Smak says that tsenius is a mitzvah deraisa. So you to reveal as less as possible, least as possible. V'isha me'achareha tefach lefonaha v'lo klum. So for a woman, so she doesn't use that part of her anatomy, so she shouldn't reveal anything from the front of her body. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan, Vav tefach v'lo yoyser mishum tznius v'lefonav tefachayim. D'mitoch shahadoichi kesatzmo l'gadolim hu bol idei kitanim. So by trying to use the rest, I'm using gedolim, right, then you'll come to urinate as well. V'tzarech tefachayim mishum kiluach mehe reglayim hanitozin l'mei rochoik. So you have to reveal in the front also, so that the drops don't splatter. V'bach kosev hanitnochon l'hach mishia gam l'fonav rach tefach v'lo hiskimu imo harbi me'achronim. Right? So you shouldn't have your clothing get wet from depending where you're going to urinate into. Again, just the klal is to be as tsnu as possible, to reveal as little as possible. Hey, im nifne b'mokem megula, she'ein bo mechitos, if you have to go to the bathroom, a place where it's totally open, there are no walls, so you should face north, south, or the opposite, but not to go east, west. Morning. But to urinate in any case, that's fine. It doesn't matter the direction. The machloikis Rambam and Rashi over here as to why is that. It would seem there's a special cheshivas to Mizrach, because the Shechina, so therefore that's the reason why. I saw in a sefer Va'alehu Lo Yibol. This is questions that were asked to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. It's a little bit questionable and could be relied upon, but I spoke with Rav Goldwich when he was here last year in the shul, and I asked him, he said, Rav Shlomo Zalman loved this was a fun, wonderful sefer. So they asked Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Kish Oysen Tzorachim Besade Patuach, so if you're going to the bathroom, again, this could come up in the army or something like that, where you're not necessarily, you have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the field. So do you have to worry about this? So he says, let's sarach the daktik. You don't have to. Shalti as a rabbi asked him, bismanus acheres, a different case. The makor shal psak halacha shalo. Guy, how do you don't have to be careful because it says what we just read in Shulchan Aruch. Nivsak shedin zed, no he b'chol malkum b'chol zman. That he doesn't remember the source. That's psak. Can move on. But if a person wants to be strict themselves and make sure they don't what direction they're facing, okay, so it's good, but not necessarily required, as Shlomo Zalman says. In now we're up to where vav. So then, the bed in one's house should not face east-west, Mizrach Marav. One should be makpid even when the wife is not home, not to have the beds facing this way. In the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes a different opinion over here. If you look in Sif Katin, Yud Aleph, Bein Mizrach, Rak Yechavin Shehu Roshah, Shalhamita Litzafun Umagalel Sehel Ladarim. So you have the head of it facing north and the bottom, the feet by the south. Utshuvas Menachem Azaria, but the Mekubal. Menachem Azaria Pasak Kimo Shakosub and Zohar. Parshas Bemidbar. So he argues on this. This is a steer now. Nigla and Nista. The Zohar says differently. Shehe Rosha Magaseha Shalhamita Zela Mizrach Zelamarav. Not north south, but the Zohar says you be east west. Vehiskim Sham Shehe Rosha Lamarav. So now you have a machlokes. What do you do? Which way should your beds face? One should follow, as it says in the Shulchan Aruch, as in Shas, Kim Tshuvas, Binyan, Shal Simcha, Kosa B'Shem Hagro, Sha'om Shagam Kavonas HaZohar Hu, Ki HaGemora, V'chein, I'm sorry, below, Kipirish HaRav Menachem Azariah Hanam. Okay, so even though we have a steer, the Gra says you didn't get the Zohar right. The Zohar also means what the way that the Shulchan Aruch seems to say. And again, just from the Sefer of Lo Yibol, questions that were asked from Shulman about this, does one have to be machpid on this? So he says, right, b'mikra shalom noach l'kokach. It's not so easy. L'sadres mito is bein tzaf l'darum. You know, imagine when you buy a house and the beds just don't fit in the room that way. Right? Ha'im chayv l'dakdei b'kach. So he says, no, kiyom lo medaktikin besir hamitos bein safon ledorim. We're not makbid on this. Af lechatchila lo tzarich lehakbi besir hamitos ba'ofen zeh she'eb bein safon ledorim. So it does not have to be facing this way. In another question, a different one that was asked, bocher tzarech shol. A young man asked, ha'im tzarich lehakbi bekivun hamita she'eshan alea, right? Be'ezit tzad yeherosh. What way should it be? On Aloha Rav, Shlomo Zalman said, Shalot Sarek Lehakbid Bezeh, right? Ve'ech Shehu Oyaseh Zetov. Okay. So you see that there, it is brought down, but we're not necessarily makbid on this nowadays. And when looking for a home, one doesn't have to be, again, if you could, but not necessarily have to be makbid on this. Okay, that was Vav up to Zion. Hameitel Mayim Min Hatsoifim Lefnim. Right, so at Sofim, I think is Harscopus, right? Pirish Mokum Shiachulim Lirois Misham Har Habayis. That's like the last place where you can still see Har Habayis. Misham V'Hala Ein Yachulim Lirois. From then on, you can't see anymore. So you have to read the gear says Lo Yeshiv Lefon of Klapi Hakodesh. You shouldn't see one. You can look and see it's Pasnisht. You're looking at the base of Migdash, the spot of the Hashras Shechina, and you go into that there. So you should not face the Kodesh Ella. Says Litzaf on Adarim, O Yisalik Hakodesh Litzdodim. You should move yourselves to the side. Okay. Ches Kishenifne Besode. Again, in the middle of a field, Im Hu Achorei Hagader. If you're behind a wall or a fence, right, you find a miyad, and you can go immediately. Uva Bika in a valley, Yisrachik Ad Makom Shlo Yuchal Chaver Lirois Peruo. You have to go. Separate yourself from where your chaver, who you're with, cannot see Peru. So the Mishnah verse says in Tezayin, Roitzalomer Giluyo, your private parts. Mashe Megale Mibisaro, what you reveal from your body, with the fond of Omecharaf when you're in front and back. Afa Pisha Roes Gufo, even though he sees your whole body, right, in general, but Shame Kol Itush, Shalobody hears you going to the bathroom, Shari, that's Mutter, but still to separate. Until they can't, not so close, intimately close. Again, tznius is the motivating factor over here. Tess, lo yeshe bimheira uvechoizek v'lo yenas lidchoy katzma yoysemidai. One shouldn't sit down quickly or force themselves more than necessary. Shlo yinate shnei hakar kashta, that you shouldn't hurt the glands in the rectum. It could be physically dangerous to force yourself to go when you don't really need to. Yud. Lo yikanach biyad yomin. You should not wipe yourself with your right hand. So what does that mean? Rash, there's several reasons. Four reasons we'll see as to why one shouldn't do this. In Mishnah Berurah Yud Zayin, biyad yomin, mipnei shekosher bo tefillin al zro hasmoli. Because you use your right hand to tie your tefillin on your left arm. There's extra reasons that he gives in the Gemara. I don't know, do you have seven in the Dershu? You have ten. Okay, I'm behind you. I'll read. Your ten is my seven. Kimavur b'Gemara Barachos Samach Beis Amad Aleph Shetam Adover Hu Omishim Shator Nitnabi Amin. So that is more of an objective thing, right? Eish Das Lamo, right? Hashem gave over the Torah with his right hand. Shenemar, right? Oh, you know, Eish Daslam, fine. O Mishum She Regilois He Lahoshit Es Yad Yamin Lepeh. You shouldn't use your right hand because that's what you use to put food in your mouth. Well, that's subjective. I don't have to. I could use my left hand. O Mishum Shemarim Biyad. When you're learning Zez Hatami Hatara, when you're learning, you use your hand to point to the place. Dehaini Shakarim Betorah Molichin Es Yad Lefi Neginois Tami Hamikra. Shel Torah Neviim Ksuvim v'hanikud shebesefer. So you're using your right hand to learn. So therefore, it's that again. I don't have to use my right hand, but I could use my left hand. So what's the din? Just back in the Mishnah Berurah, v'toy lizar milakaneach be'etzbahem tsa'i. You shouldn't use now when you're using your left hand. You shouldn't use your middle finger. Shekarech alav haratzua. That's where your tefillin go on that. Because to achronim de itu yad, a person who's a lefty, shekol and yonah oisa bismol, he does everything with his left hand, so then in that case, minakeach bismol. Didei, he should use his left hand, which is shehu yamin kol adam, which is the right hand of everybody else. Right? If he's going to be putting his tefillin on the other hand, it makes sense. If he's going to be eating, it makes sense. If he's going to be pointing the Torah, it makes sense. Whatever hand he normally uses, a strong hand, he should do the opposite. Vim koise bismol, if he writes with his left hand, vishar masov, oisei biyamin, and o lehefech, he really does, basically writes with one and does everything else. He, you know, bats left, throws right, whatever it is. So then ayin bir halacha, he explains how the halachas would change there. In the Sefer from Ravadi, the Sefer Or Yitzchak, so he was asked about this, where a person who, for whatever reason, it was difficult for him to use his right hand. She'ela, he says, what says in Shulchan Aruch, l'kanech b'yamin, mahadin b'mishu rogi l'kanech b'yad yamin, v'kashelo l'kanech b'smol. It's just, he's never learned this halacha, it's hard for him to do it. Im chay l'hachlif l'kanech b'smol, if it's easy, does he have to switch? So it says the Rav Abadi, im lo yikanech toiv b'smolo, if you can't wipe well with your left hand, yotzeschar b'hafseido, so you don't gain anything by doing that. Aval hayom, nowadays, kesh kol mini nairz, there's like this toilet paper, ratum, right? Kedoyim li shalot tzarech liyos b'yid, it shouldn't be a bias, shouldn't be a problem anymore. Al koponim hanikiyos kodemes l'chol dover. So if you can't, you can't, but you should really try. Now the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that this halacha does not necessarily apply. We're not mocked because this was talking about when you were not using toilet paper. But bizman is that one is using toilet paper, it does not matter what hand one uses to clean themselves after going to the bathroom. However, I don't think that is necessarily accepted by Rove Poskin. I think we still are mocked on this, not to use, if one's right-handed, to use the left hand, even if they are, in fact, using toilet paper. Okay, we'll stop here for today. We'll continue tomorrow. Have a good day.